20 minutes past 6 here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. We're talking about investment clubs now. It's kind of like a stock fell, except you are investing in the stock exchange in this kind of a stock fell. If you have any questions about setting one up, you're thinking about it, or you already have one and you just want to get a sense of if you're doing things right, do give us a call on 011-731-8502, 011-731-8502, or you can tweet me at Sikin Gabadeli. So we've got Sean Vandenberg, who's head of client education at PSG Online. Sean, thanks so much for your time this evening. So it is kind of like a stock fell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thanks for having me, first of all. Yeah, it's like a stock file, just a bit more formalized, and obviously just the investment vehicle, ideally shares, but it can be anything. It's just getting together, and I think the big aspect to it is the education side.
Yeah.
You know, we're just not only pulling your money together, it's also just going ahead and learning more about the market. So collectively, you're learning about investing, and yeah, it's also that fun aspect to it. Yeah.
The getting together,
Together.
So if there's like, how many people should typically be in one, do you think? What's a comfortable number?
A comfortable number, I'd say between 10 and 15.
Okay.
Because one of the ideas of the investment club is that you share the workload. So everybody will have a role, everybody will, you know, collectively leverage off other people's efforts. And I think, you know, you want to have too little, then obviously the workload is hectic. Also, you don't want to have too many, because then people sit back in the background and not do this out of the work. Yes,
and just, you know, contribute the money but not actually contribute to the investment decisions.
Sure.
If you don't know anything about the market, how do you start one then?
Well, when you get a group of friends and family together, you know, and you start formally a investment club, you'll have a structure, and ideally you should have a what I call a investment officer.
Okay.
Education officer, rather, and you'll have a agreed upon agenda for all the meetings and things like that. So it's a small, tiny slot, but you know, you can get books, you can get tutorials, online tutorials. There's so much information available just by Googling, and that'll give you some information to get started.
Okay, and how much should people be putting in, do you think? What's the typical?
Well, if, again, must be everybody must agree to it. It must be affordable.
Okay.
The idea is that you want to have, say, between 200 and 500 rand each. Sometimes some clubs also like to have a joining fee just to get those initial funds up and running. You know, you're 10 people in a club, you've got 2,000 rand coming in. Yes, you've got to save up in such time, and once you've made a decision, now you start deciding what shares to buy. You've built up a bit of savings.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, but must be the main thing must be agreed on democratically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder sometimes if that's a good idea. Shouldn't you vote?
Well, that's what I mean.
That's what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that unanimous
or...
Yeah. Everybody must agree.
Sure.
Situation. Are they popular? I mean, what's popularized them now?
I think in South Africa, they it's slowly becoming more and more popular. It's been around in America for many, many years. I think it's just it's catching on now slowly. And I think what's making it more popular is that technology is making it more easier for people to get information. And I think just the general idea that the market is not inaccessible to people. It's there. And I think just the education out there, the books and things like that. There are so many books available about investment clubs and things like that also.
And when would you agree? I mean, I think the JSE has talked over the years about trying to grow its retail investor, you know, books, and make sure that more and more people are participating as individuals in the market.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I think it's a great thing that there are investment clubs. And it's really, you know, no one's got any one answer to how you do investments and what's successful, but you must just apply common sense when you do set up a club.
Mm.
And there's two big rules. There's no get-rich-quick scheme. And secondly, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
In one basket, absolutely. And I think a part of that is when you said about the education, Sean, is get as much information as possible and maybe invite some investment professionals to your meetings once in a while to talk to you about what is happening and what sort of trends there are.
Yeah, I agree. You know, to get a bit of a different perspective. You know, you can even get the ETF guys in, the Grindrods, and these guys are willing to come talk to clubs. Mm. So you get a bit more exposure to different financial products also. So, yeah.
And how formal should it be?
Well,
in terms of the structuring it, because what if the four of us in here, me, you, Wayne, and Zeke, decide to start one, and then Zeke decides, you know, he either doesn't have the money anymore or he doesn't want to hang out with us once a month, so he no longer wants to be part of it.
Well, you know, when you first start the club, you'll have a few meetings. You're feeling the market, finding the members to join. You'll have your inaugural meeting and things like that. But setting up the entity is important. Mm. You know, historically, it's always been the general partnership or a company structure. You know, the new one a lot of people are starting to use now is the volunteer association. But bottom line, everything's documented, number one. There's a club constitution or club rules. Everybody agrees to it. So if someone wants to leave the club, there are certain steps and things like that, etc. Ideally, an investment club, as the rule would say, investment club is buy and hold, longer term, as opposed to a trading club. So again, people must agree to those kind of rules up front. And that's what a lot of the reasons why a club will fall apart. We don't agree on those rules up front.
Yeah, because someone might decide, actually, I just want my money and walk. Yeah, exactly. And then you literally are affecting everybody else.
Sure.
What's the advantage of a voluntary association?
Well, you know, one of the challenges with a general partnership is that every time a partner leaves, a partnership agreement has to be redrawn. With voluntary association, no, it's just a club constitution. And also, obviously, it's just much easier. You know, with a general partnership, you know, you're eligible for any or liable for any debts. If, for example, a partner's wife goes and spends money on shoes and 10,000 rand's debt down the line, you're in the partnership are eligible for that. Voluntary association, no.
Okay. And is it worthwhile opening a share trading account? I mean, do the different brokerages in South Africa, would they take an investment club's funds and invest them for them?
Yeah, well, at PSG Wealth, for example, we have, when you register, it asks you, are you individual or is it an organization? And one of those organizations would be, are you registering an investment club? So, yeah, if I can talk from PSG side. Yes, we do facilitate it. And I presume other brokers would do the same.
Is there a cost involved?
No, there's no cost. No, it's just a normal trading account. When I say a cost involved, there's a monthly admin fee. It's 40 rand. But there's no joining fee or any other restrictions like that, no.
Okay.
Just the entity and the FICA documents are slightly different.
And if you had to give someone advice now about, let's say, starting one, what are the key things you think that they should remember?
Well, get the right people. You know, you mentioned... is it family or friends? You know, I like a mixture. You want a bit of diversity in the club.
Yeah.
Different ages, male and female. So you have a bit of spread. Yeah, you know, that I think would be important. Number one, and number two is it must be fun and sociable. If it's not going to be fun and sociable, people are not going to come to the clubs. And obviously, it must be ultimately profitable.
Mm.
So we're working towards our agenda. I think those are the three main things. Must be fun and profitable, must be education, and there must be some social fun aspect to it.
And who makes the investment decisions? Is it a group decision, or should you at least have, let's say, a core group of people in case not everybody can always be at a meeting all the time?
Well, I always say the person that places the order would be the club chairman. He's a person that deals with the investment club, places the order online, whatever the case might be. But the decision is made. You can create an investment committee. So the club itself will do, all the members will propose certain shares based on certain criteria. And they'll bring that list right down. And the idea is that the investment committee will decide and then put forward, these are the shares they're going to buy. And at the club, they'll decide.
Oh, right.
At the meeting, they'll decide what you're
going to buy. And how often should you be meeting?
Once a month.
Okay. Right. Make it fun.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll leave it there. Thanks, Sean. Sean Vandenberg is Head of Client Education at PSG Online. And do let us know if you do set up one and how it's going for you. That is today's edition of the SAFM Market Update with the MoneyWeb. Thank you so much for listening and for joining us. We'll be back with you on Monday. And as I said, the market ending up today for the All Share up just over 1% at 53,790. Top 40 up just over 1% as well. The Rand, 11.91 to the dollar, 18.38 against sterling, 13.39 to the euro. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
SAFM Sports Wrap.